Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity, flop, flop, flop.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
This is how I know it's Thursday. Me excited for Friday. I got my kids listening to the song now. So listen to the drums. I wonder if that guy in Quincy was listening to this. It's for F4. Hey, let's put this thing up on the curb. Mount the curb. Mount the curb. If he was listening to this, he wouldn't care. He'd just sit there and wait till traffic moves because just chilling out to this. Best part of song right here. She's the kind of girl you dream of. Dream of keeping hold of. You better forget it. What happened to Richie?
You'll never get it. I like the new graphics for this on the simulcast. Instead, you can sing along.
Karaoke.
All it needs is a bouncing ball over the lyrics.
Oh my God! They put the words up.
Where have you been? This has been going on for a month.
I didn't know that.
I know. I forget about it though.
If you forget the words, you get them. That you'll never change her. So leave it, leave it. Get out quick, cause seeing is believing. Oh, it's the only way you'll ever know. That's pretty good. You need to bounce a ball now. I'd add that.
Another software program.
Have Tangway do it. He doesn't do anything up there. No, until 6:30. What time do they start spraying makeup on him?
About 5:15. No, actually, maybe even a little bit earlier.
It was 3 days ago. He looked like a corpse. He was so white. Like, put some tint in there. He couldn't move his lips. There was so much,
5 o'clock-ish.
So much plastering on the cheeks. The lips are just moving like this. Everything's caked on. Yeah, it looked like it was caked on.
Well, depends on the day. Depends on the artist.
Depends if he shaved or not.
Depends on the makeup artist.
You know what, too? I think Gary's an electric razor type guy, which kind of leaves a little stubble.
Today's Thursday. It'll be a good day for Gary.
Yeah.
Good day.
Weekend, yeah. Kids got lacrosse. Gotta take the dog.
Liz will take care of him in the makeup room today. Don't you worry. He'll be looking sharp tonight. 617-779-0985. We're going to get back to that sound of Michael Rubin from earlier. Do want to get to your calls, though, before we do that. Scott's in Weymouth. Scott. Not ready to go. Josh in Haverhill. Hi, Josh.
Hey, fellas.
Hey.
A lot of things to touch on. Table showers. The show Quincy. I'm almost 28, and I love the show Quincy. I could binge watch that forever.
Was it a good show?
It was a good show, yeah. Wicked good. Wicked good.
My grandfather watched that.
It's wicked good, though.
So, you know, it's before my time. So he basically did autopsies of dead people?
This show was off the air for a minimum of 10 years before this guy was born.
But I have watched it. I'm giving you guys my word.
Okay, all right.
So. I believe you. Like, my brother-in-law is a weirdo, too.
But anyways,
he'll watch Ponderosa.
The Patriots next QB, that's a crazy, you know, scenario if everything goes right. All this crap about the Celtics winning, I mean, going to the NBA Finals is ridiculous. Like, they don't have a player that can guard Kawhi Leonard or the Greek the Freak. And on to the Patriots now. What do you guys think about Matt Stafford? I'm kind of like trying to bait Hardy with this one. What do you think? You know, Patricia has a bad year. I don't know if he's even still the coach, what his contract is, you know. What do you think? He has a bad year. Stafford comes in. He's only 31, last I checked.
You want that contract? You want that contract?
No.
I think there's like $69 million left on that guy's deal. I called a game where he slid at the sticks on fourth and one, on a fourth down. Slid. Didn't pick up the first down.
Because I don't think he did it because he was afraid. I think he did it because he really didn't know where the sticks were.
No clue where it was. Like, the lack of awareness, right? Yeah. No, thank you. Hearing rumors the team might be in Detroit for joints preseason, which would be interesting. Detroit this middle of summer or middle of August. Is it nice there that time?
Where do they practice?
Ooh, good question.
Outside?
It's like here without the breeze.
They definitely practice outside. There is no indoor practice in Detroit. Where? Do you know?
That's right, Jim. That's a joke. Are they out by Auburn Hills? Do they practice up our?
I have no idea. I don't know.
Huh. It's not at Ford Field, right? Though. Yeah, you're not gonna. Your facility's not downtown. That's your stadium.
We'll find out for you, Zoe.
Anyway.
Yeah. Well, by you saying that, that sounds like it's a done deal.
Well, and you get George Strait coming to the stadium mid-August, so it kind of lines up with concerts as to when the team I think will be here won't be here.
Allen Park, Hardy. Allen Park?
Where's Allen Park? Hardster?
It's close to the city.
It says it's at their training facility at Allen Park.
Oh, nice. Mm. I'm sure they have state-of-the-art. They pumped a lot of new money into that.
Yep, that's where they are.
Yeah.
Detroit Lions facility is based in Allen Park. That's where they will be.
Little downriver. Just tiny. As the Journey song, born and raised in South Detroit, there is no South Detroit, but if there were, it would be Allen Park.
There's South Detroit. Why wouldn't there be South Detroit?
There isn't a South Detroit. South Detroit is Windsor. You go due south from the middle of Detroit, you go to Canada.
Say, hey, okay. Yeah.
Let's go to Pete, who's in Delaware on the Celtics. Hey, Pete.
Hey, guys. First of all, I'm 48. Quincy sucked. Okay, the only good thing about Quincy was the introduction. Okay, that's it. The rest of it sucked. So that kid's way too
That's like when you drive into it.
It was from, it aired, I looked up the dates. It aired from 1976 until 1983.
Yeah, my mother used to make me watch it when we didn't, you know, we had one TV back in the day.
Oh, and supper?
Yeah, no, actually it was on later and before bedtime, and that's all I could watch. No Monday Night Football, none of that crap back then. I had to watch that, and it was miserable. And that kid just made me relive some misery.
But it wasn't that bad, and let's not forget that Quincy, bit of a ladies' man. In fact, I believe in the opening montage.
He's ugly as hell.
No, they show him bedding down with a young medical assistant. Yeah.
Hardy, I agree with you. That's why I said the best part was the introduction when he's touching the girl's rear end in the bikini, if you remember.
So I wonder, do you think that this was sort of the inspiration for shows like CSI?
Absolutely.
Right, and that type of thing?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would agree with him. Yes, it was. But the best part was the introduction. Sorry, and you're right, Hardy, the women part, but the introduction, she was on her, you know.
Okay.
Anyway.
All right.
So, hey, about the Celtics, I totally agree with you guys. It's all about Kyrie, Horford, and Hayward in the playoffs. Those are the big three. The other guys are there, and they have to score and everything, but those three are essential. They have the most, experience. And I don't know about you guys, but Indiana scares the heck out of me because they remind me a lot of the Celtics last year. They lose their best player. They got nothing to lose. They're a fierce bunch of, you know, competitors, and I really think we need home court.
Yeah, I think that home court would help them. I also think that
eventually
the first
gotta win
couple of rounds,
on the road, like yeah, Stevens told us yesterday.
You should be good enough to beat those teams anyway, though, without the advantage of the home court. So I do sort of understand what Brad Stevens is saying. He says, well, you got to win on the road eventually. We're not going to be the one seed in the East. We know that. They're going to have to win on the road. But early on, I think it could help them a little bit. And I'm going to continue to say this. Their outcome will be decided by those three guys, Kyrie, Horford, and Gordon Hayward.
Yep.
Those are the three.
I'd say
which is a 4A. Total flip from what they were a year ago. It's not going to be about the young kids again. It's going to be about the vets. How far can those guys take this team? And they're not going into this without expectations this time. That is different too. Now, Scott and Weymouth is back on the line. Scott, go ahead.
Boom. Yes, I'm here. Hold up 1 second.
Oh,
I'm here. What's up, man?
What's up?
On the air? Hello? Hang in there. Hold on.
All right, Scott. You know what? Call us back tomorrow. We're going to take a day off, Scott. We're going to take a day off. We tried that multiple times. We're going to take a day off. We're going to take a rest. Take a breather.
Derek called already.
Michael Rubin on Robert Kraft coming up right after this, the action update with the guys in the desert. By the way, I got a show recommendation for everybody related,
Quincy,
to the guys in the desert. Tell you about that coming up as well.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Zoe and Bertrand.
The telephone number. Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5 The Sports Hub. Make sure you download the Sports Hub app for your Apple or Android device. Stream us, take us everywhere you go.
Stream it.
Stream it, baby. And on your smart speakers as well. I put the Sports Hub on my smart speaker at home and it has the nice little logo on it. I have a little screen on my smart speaker setup.
My wife gets so mad. She's like, don't you smart get enough? Speaker. Don't you get enough of it? No. Need more. Need more Sports Hub.
It's a smart speaker that has presets. Actually, have it saved. It's really convenient. Anyway, make sure you put us on your smart speaker as well. Let's get back to the story of the day, that being the comments from Michael Rubin, personal friend of Robert Kraft, who speaks to him regularly, many times daily. He was at a conference in California yesterday put together by Sports Business Journal and CAA, the Congress of Sports. They had an interview one-on-one on stage. Michael Rubin, he was being interviewed. He was the panelist. He was the only guy up there. And so here's what he had to say about the current situation when it was brought up.
The first thing I'd say to me, I try to find a positive in every negative. And I think the biggest thing that I've talked to Robert about every day these days is he's finally seen what it's like to be a player in the NFL and a player in the NBA when you have experiences with law enforcement that aren't the way that you thought that they were going to be. And you're talking about a guy who it's been proven that, you know, a month ago, you see all over the media is all this talk about sex trafficking. The whole thing was made up by law enforcement. There was no sex trafficking.
Well, that was what they were trying to prove, right?
It's a lie. Yeah. They're not even trying to prove it. They've given up. No one's been charged. There was no sex trafficking. The law enforcement made it up.
Slow down.
You know, he was illegally videoed. He was illegally pulled over. And now, you know, Rob's like, man, I get what our players go through when they get pulled over and they're, you know, and they're discriminated against. So, you know, I think it's been eye-opening for him. He was like me a year and a half ago. I thought that the criminal justice system worked perfectly in 99.9% of the situations.
Good point, yeah.
And today I recognize it doesn't work well in most of the situations. Not because they're bad people, it's because the system's fundamentally broken. What law enforcement always does is overcharge, and then no one can fight it, so people plead down, and then you're stuck within the system. So I think, you know, Robert is, he's going to, you know, come through this stronger than ever. You know, I think, you know, a lot of the true details will come out over time. It won't be as people believe. And I think he'll figure out how, you know, the great thing with Robert is he'll figure out how to make the country and the world a better place as a result of what he's gone through, because that's who he is.
Okay, now he threw in there the illegally being stopped and pulled over. Because I'm trying to think where along the course here would you ever think, okay, now I know how one of my players feels. Say one of your players was stopped for a traffic violation he didn't commit, but he was pulled over because he was of another race, like racial profiling, right? Like, no, don't pull over, question this guy anyway. Does he think that because he was stopped and asked for identification that that's what it feels like No, they were trying to confirm identity of a person that they thought was coming out of somewhere, even though it's an illegal stop, right? That's what they're saying it is. It's a legal stop. He doesn't really think that. That's what it feels like when, you know, person, color of race, was pulled over for no reason and asked for identification.
So you think it might be a little different?
Like, I think they're trying to talk themselves into it. They're trying to give you the impression of, okay, this is, I don't know, like the NFLPA thing, you know?
Oh, no, they're going to stick Michael Rubin, and again, he claims that he's sort of expressing how Robert Kraft is feeling. I'm just going to assume that he's just giving his opinion here, okay? I'm going to give the benefit of the doubt there because...
See, the problem is he talks to Robert 6 to 12 times a day, and now it's like, this is what Robert's telling him.
But I never like taking what someone says and literally saying, oh, that's what someone else is saying. I'm not going to do that.
Right.
But what I will say is... Oh, so you think that somehow getting caught in a prostitution sting and getting pulled over in, what was it, a Bentley? In a blue Bentley.
In a Bentley.
And someone looking at your license and letting you go is the same as...
The passenger.
Getting pulled over for the, what, color of your skin?
Yeah. Why is that guy driving?
Something tells me that is not the same experience.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, something would tell me that that's ludicrous. And a real out-of-touch statement by whoever it is that's making it. That's what I would say.
I would think that...
And to try and turn this case into some sort of social justice do-gooding is ridiculous.
Unless that's the actual true angle, which I don't think it is. And I hope it's not. And I don't think it is. But I bet you they are trying to reach out to him and saying, hey, you could talk about anything, but just please don't talk about this case. You're a popular man. You own a lot of things. We know you're connected, but we don't talk about our own case. We released a statement. A statement stands, and we defer to that statement. The more you talk about this case, the worse it looks. Like, here we go again. Why are we talking about this today? Because he's out doing the tour. Then he went on Pardon My Take, one of the most popular podcasts of Barstool, and talked about it there too. That's not where you really want to draw the attention to it, right? The less it's talked about, the more it goes away. It's not good to have this guy out there doing a tour, so to speak. That seems like what he's doing.
I wouldn't want him speaking for me.
Yeah.
Because when he says it's like a player in the NBA or the NFL.
Did you hear the change in the voice, too?
Where getting pulled over.
Talking like, no. That didn't happen. That's illegal. They're not even trying. They stopped trying to investigate. Like, you know, like, angry and excited there. Like, it's not what happened. Where he was slow and deliberate at first. And he started to get into it. Like, no, don't. You don't need this guy speaking for you. And he's not saying he's speaking for you, but he's speaking like, hey, this is like no knowledge. This is what we talk about. That should not be put out there, so to speak. Eesh.
So when I think of, you know, he says NBA players getting pulled over, NFL players getting pulled over, NBA, I think to that situation in Milwaukee, and I'm like, this is nothing like what has transpired here. The experience with being involved in a criminal case in Robert Kraft's shoes versus what player's shoes, I think is entirely different and should not be compared. And yet were compared by Michael Rubin yesterday at a conference in California. And I think it's taking this case to new absurd levels is what it's doing. And by the way, the case itself, so every day there's a new piece of, you know, information that leads me to believe the case could be falling apart.
It seems like it's starting to.
And we'll get to some more of that coming up because there are, you know, more details being covered day by day about the case that could lead to it being very easy to poke some holes in and to sort of, you know, make it look like it's less of a strong case than maybe what was originally thought. Dave is in the car. Hey, Dave.
Hey, guys. What's up? I just wanted to say I think Gordon Hayward should be back in the starting lineup. This is straight out ridiculous when I say this.
Okay. I'm going to go to Alex and Methuen. Alex?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, what's up?
Not too much. Jesus, after listening to that Mark Rubin comment, I never thought I'd feel more comfortable having Mike Felker speak for me. But
Michael Rubin.
I personally think that this should be, well, I want your guys' opinion. Going into the playoffs, should this be Kyrie Irving's team or should this be Gordon Hayward's team, being the pivotal player, being the
Kyrie,
main
Kyrie,
player that's facilitating?
Kyrie.
Wow. All right. I personally would love to see what the ball looks like with Gordon Hayward facilitating that offense, especially being the past of him playing and having Brad Stevens being his coach in college, having Kyrie maybe take some of the pressure off of him and having Gordon facilitate the offense maybe for a game or two in the playoffs, see how it goes. That's just my opinion.
Thanks. That's also not the time to experiment. I'm not going to start experimenting with things in the playoffs. It's too late for that.
Say, hey, Gordon, you're the guy. Take us, lead us.
Plus, I think he's been sort of dealing with some, I don't want to say mental issues. That feels too strong.
Confidence.
Yeah, some confidence issues throughout the year, and it seems like right now he's in a really good place, doesn't it?
Yeah, I felt bad. That's why I felt bad when he got his...
I think everyone's starting to feel good about Gordon Hayward, so I'm not messing with any of that. No. He looks like he's trending in the right direction. Looks
Figuring
like he's playing in a confident way. He's playing well, and I do not want to touch... I don't want to mess with that. I don't want to mess with anything right now. Got to leave it the way it is. Oscar in New Hampshire. Hi, Oscar.
How you doing, guys?
What's up?
I just thought Mr. Rubin was trying to point out, not that it felt like how they get pulled over, but how they lie to prove their point of the reason why, whatever it is, that they pulled you over for or arrested you for. Because that's exactly what they do. I'm 60 years old. And
how many times have you been pulled over? How many times do you think you've been pulled over in your life?
In my life?
Yeah.
15 times. I've been arrested, and they've just lied through their fucking teeth.
Whoa! Hello. Hello, Sports Hub app. You've been pulled over?
Sure.
I've been pulled over a lot, too.
Usually
pulled over for good reason.
It surprises me.
Shut up. Kind of hard to believe, like they just randomly just pull people over for nothing all the time. Like they're always lying through their teeth. I'm hard for me to believe. So I asked them, how many times you get pulled over? Like, out of that percentage of times you've been pulled over, how much do you think you've actually rightly been pulled over for? They pretty much nailed it every time they pulled me over. He didn't come to complete stop. He run through that light. You know how fast you're going? Yeah, I know how fast. Thank you. Why didn't you chip your ice off your window before you pulled out? Because I was late. You realize you're looking through the size of about a bottom of a coffee cup of your window right now as you're driving down the road? Yeah. Why don't you chip the rest of your ice off before you get back in the car and leave? You been pulled over?
Yeah.
How many times, like, for the wrong thing? Like, boy, are they wrong here. How many times have you thought that coming away from that?
Never.
Okay. I'm just astounded. Like, everybody's like, they police me. They're liars. They always lie. Really?
Well,
I mean, I get pulled over.
That's what Michael Rubin's saying. That's what Robert Kraft's lawyers are saying. I don't know.
Mike,
I mean, it's confusing.
Mike, he's nuts.
You know, it's...
Well, you're not want this guy speaking for me.
No, people get pulled over for BS reasons. Yes, that's it. Robert Kraft, unfortunately, was pulled over. Now, was it 100%... according to every, I don't know. I don't know. None of us are lawyers. This is what drives me nuts.
I think it's
everybody,
for
everybody
reason,
thinks
right?
they know something. No, we don't know anything, right? But at the end of the day, he's doing something that was illegal, whether you think it's wrong or not. They find out it was him. Did he do it? And now it's into legal wrangling. It's no longer about whether or not it happened or whether or not it's the right thing. It's about, but what can you prove? Well, we're proving that this can go on a really long time. That's what we're proving, that a misdemeanor charge against somebody of means that is not necessarily so cut and dry. That's what's being proven here. And like I said a couple of days ago, Beetle, I was against any fighting of it or anything like that, but depending on what he wants to achieve by this, if he wants total exoneration and no kind of record from this at all, nothing on paper that had ever happened in any way, shape, or form, because he thinks he's still going to get popped in some way by the league based on what happened with Deflategate and other things that's going on with this team. So sure, fight it. Fight it till the end. Might as well get something out of it because you saw what happened the last time you decided to play nice. Here's your $1 million. Here's your draft picks. Is this going to go away now? Nope. Still going to go after the quarterback for four games. Holy crap. So what's in it for me to admit to this and make it go away? Nothing.
Remember the day.
Maybe that's what his thought process is. Yeah. There's nothing in it for him personally to just plead this thing out and make it go away. Nothing. Why not fight it and get it totally wiped out? Because the consequences from Roger Goodell and the NFL might be exactly the same thing.
I don't think we're ever going to commit a day and say, "Wow, he admitted to doing something and they caught the plea. There's a plea deal here." Because I remember the day Brady gave up and said, "You know, I'm done fighting the league. I'm going to serve." I was floored back because I thought there's a point where, okay, you've already crossed it. You're fighting this sucker all the way to the end.
Yep.
I think that's where we're at. He's in this. He's in it to win it now.
Legally, there is something new being raised, and that is the health department report that was used to obtain the warrants. There is a claim from lawyers in a 92-page court filing that I don't know who it was, police or prosecutors, in filing for that warrant, stretched what the report said, that took things from the health department report that it didn't necessarily say. I'll tell you what that claim is that is being made. We'll tell you the details next.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling. Helplinema.org.
Zolak and Bertrand.
It's time to celebrate.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
The telephone number. This from, you know, the breakdown of the 92-page court filing. 92-page filing. A preview of the arguments that will be used in the case. One of those arguments being that there was no explicit act demanded, and therefore there is no solicitation. But also in this document, an accusation that the warrants obtained in the case, some of the descriptions of what was happening at the spa or what was suspected at the spa went too far. It goes back to the Florida Department of Health specialist Karen Herzog, whose reports have been included in other warrants issued around the state as part of the prostitution sting that led to more than 300 arrests. This from USA Today, the writer A.J. Perez, who, God bless him, went through everything in there and pulls out the good stuff, because I don't know that we can do Deflategate again. Reading hundreds of pages of documents.
You don't want to get a new binder? Fresh binder?
I don't want to get a fresh binder. I don't know what the policy here is on printing, but we did a lot of printing.
I don't know what the policy is, but everything prints in color in this building.
No, nice. I made a copy the other day on the copy machine. Wow, look at this. It's in color. Anyway...
I like the kitchen downstairs, too.
You're a fan of that?
Like it. You want something? Take it. Buy it. Swipe it. Like it.
So the filing took issue with the inspections of the spa by Herzog, whose reports have included, it's been included in those warrants, as I said. The report, obtained by USA Today Sports from November of 2018, the visit to the Orchids of Asia Spa, had N.A. written and attached to the question, "Is this establishment being used as a principal domicile? People live in there." Huh. She wrote N.A.
Not available?
Or not applicable?
Not applicable.
Applicable? Like, that's what it meant in this case, I'm guessing. The only other item that Herzog noted that was there were some tables showing wear and tear. two photos of the inside of a refrigerator, which showed bottled water and ranch dressing among its contents.
We have it here. Do we live here?
No.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
And so in the filing, it says they made a reckless leap to human trafficking based on evidence consisting of such things. They called it supposed evidence.
There's water
supposed
in this fridge.
Consisting of such things as observing a refrigerator stocked with food, two beds, and clothing, all of which may be routinely observed at any number of places of employment, including law offices, for reasons having nothing to do with human trafficking.
It's a long day's work.
We do have a stocked fridge here, don't we?
Sure do.
I think it's because people just put things
in there.
There's
two fridges, one here and there's one downstairs.
Yeah. Stocked.
There's, there's at least one pull-out couch I know of in the building.
And
multiple couches.
People have
nice
TVs. Been accused of living here before, true.
But I'll tell you what. Like if
Jim, you ever slept here? You ever slept here, Jim?
Yeah, yes.
Yes, I slept on an air mattress a couple times.
Whose office?
Dennis.
Where, downstairs?
His domicile.
Downstairs?
Domicile. Nice. The dentist domicile.
Oh, I bet because it's locked. The door locks. That's why
I bet it's so nice and quiet down here.
No windows and the door locks.
Oh, that's awesome. That's called a sleep room. I would stay here during a snowstorm. You got fridges. You got freezers. There's a freezer downstairs you can put four bodies in. Not that you put four bodies. I mean, that's a big freezer. That's a huge freezer to have here.
You get that as a four-body freezer?
Like you put a cow in there. Like, what do you need that big freezer downstairs for? Really, think about it. Like, you know, I'm talking about the floor freezer.
Maybe they stock ice cream in the summer. We haven't been here a full summer yet.
Oh, does Mr. Frosty come?
Oh, that's
true. Thing?
Yes.
We used to get the emails about that last year.
After, too, though. Mr. Frosty's never here before, too.
Why not?
I don't know. Like, don't send an email if I'm not here. Like, that gets me angry because I feel like I missed something.
So, when I see these things, I see these parts of the story that keep coming out. Okay,
the story tells you the case is in trouble.
Did the health report actually say there was human trafficking there? Because they based part of their request for a warrant based on that.
I think they're wishing.
Is there a loophole there? Are there things that are not as strong as maybe they were a couple weeks ago? I feel that way. I feel like there's enough going on legally that it's not going to stick.
If these girls were living there like permanently, like never leaving, and it's really like you would find a room in the back to where you would have cots, you would have storage of clothing. You know what I mean? Like a rack of clothing maybe hanging. All kind of food. Or you've got, you know, breads, meats, everything. Is it really a big deal to have a microwave in a place of business? No, we got four microwaves here. We actually have a fridge in our back office. A little mini fridge. I'm starting to think this case is in trouble.
Could be in trouble. There also could be an eyewitness all of a sudden that appears and wants to testify in the case.
Yeah, or get out of jail. Yeah. Why not? Once you're out of jail, you can testify. Yeah.
The person that I think they're looking to be an eyewitness, though, wasn't right. One of them not charged.
It's not charged. Yeah, it's not one of those two.
It's not right. One of them. No. Right. We'll get back at it coming up. 617-779-0985. Also, Brad Lidge on Chris Sale. That is something that is in the mix as well. And by the way, that show recommendations, though, Action on Showtime. TNR, I believe, had the creators.
Rich?
Yeah, this morning. Of this show, Action, Showtime. I think there are two episodes
I thought
in.
You said are the creators.
Yeah.
I thought you said TNR, so are,
TNR
the creator.
Are the creators.
TNR had the creators.
They had an interview this morning related to the show.
Oh, really?
I haven't heard anything about this.
So I didn't know about it either until I saw a promo that played before Billions the other night. And I was like, oh, what's this? I didn't know about this. Checked it out on demand. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
And you know what? If you know nothing about sports gambling, they make it very sort of entry level.
Hey, this is
user friendly. Let's put it that way. Okay. So, if you know nothing about sports gambling or nothing about the sports gambling in culture in Vegas, you can watch it and understand it. They explain it to you like you're a 5-year old. But even if you know something about it, it's still interesting.
Like plus 15 to me, minus 5. I don't understand any of that.
How's Billions this season?
I'd say off to a little bit of a slow start.
Right, because somebody in my house hasn't been in the mood to watch it yet.
Oh.
I've never seen it.
But, you know, I can't watch it separately.
I've never seen it. Oh, it's a good.
Okay. Well, we've don't know how it is this season.
We've got some.
It's a good show.
We got some football items as well related to the actual football team.
Good.
That's coming up too. Don't go anywhere.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Helpline.
I don't think there are three words in sports that get more people excited about what is yet to come.
Zolak and Bertrand.
I think there's issues with testosterone.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Let's go to the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. The head coach of the New England Revolution on the line. It's Brad Friedel with us on Zolak and Bertrand. Hi, Coach.
Hey, guys, how are you? Sorry, I'm a little late. We're on the bus on the way to the airport.
Oh, okay. We'll keep it on a down low here. Hey, you made six changes to your starting lineup since your last match. I think it was against Cincinnati. You end up getting a win. Is that the most changes you made in a lineup from match to match as a head coach?
Yeah, in a league match, most definitely. But I think we've had a lot of discussions as a team, and everyone's together. We've had another good week of training, and we're really looking forward to the Columbus game now.
Should we be looking forward to more changes in the starting 11 and in goal? I'm always interested with the changes you make in goal as a former keeper. More changes coming up for Saturday?
We'll see. I mean, I think every coaching staff would love to have continuity. Continuity occurs when you're winning games, and what's most important is that we go into this game and get the 3 points, because I know it's on the road. We're playing a very good team, but it's something that we are more than capable of doing.
Cody Cropper in net, and it was for him the first start that he had made since 2017. I know that you at one point had started more than 300 consecutive games in your playing career. Do you think it's hard to have a layoff of that period of time starts?
I think it's frustrating, no doubt. I know last season Cody wasn't happy about it, but he stayed positive, and he came in on preseason and was working very, very, very well in his last two or three weeks leading up to the game. It's the best that we've seen him train, and with us conceding an average of 2 goals a game in our first 4 games, we felt a change was needed. Not that the goals were down to Brad, but I think a change was needed, just a little bit of psychologically throughout the team, and Cody performed very well.
Are there players close to you on the bus right now? Is it difficult for you to speak openly, and should we be using code words?
No. I'm in the front of the bus. The players can't hear me. But
okay, all right.
They all have headsets on. Like they all travel with those Bose headsets.
Yeah,
like, they pretend they can't hear you.
But they would. Yeah, most of them probably have them on right now. Anyway.
Yeah. All right. Good.
How much has Columbus changed since you faced them earlier this month?
There's some subtle differences from Caleb to Greg, no doubt. And as each game goes on, you see more of those come in. But the one thing that has remained the same is Caleb is getting what Greg got out of Federico Higuain and also Giassi's artist. They're both playing very well. They played well for Greg, and they're now playing well for Caleb. And those are two players, especially, that we're going to have to keep an eye on. And we'd also like to disrupt the tempo that they have with their passing game. Our turn. Will Trapp start a lot of that? So we'll be keeping an eye on them also.
In that 2-1 win, did you feel like there was a response from the previous game? I know that you were upset with some things in that game, and I know you obviously did make those lineup changes, but from the guys who were still in there, did you feel a response from the team?
Yes, and we did within the whole squad, to be honest with you. The whole week of training was very good, and a lot more vibrant. And yes, I think everyone definitely pulled their weight, and we were most happy, obviously, with the 3 points that we got. But we were also very happy with everyone. And that includes the subs, and it also includes the players that didn't make the squad with the work they put in through the week.
All right, Coach, appreciate the time. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Okay, good luck.
Brad Friedel with us.
speaking quietly.
That's always hard to do.
You know it.
That is so hard to do.
I'm not going to get too loud.
Yeah, I can't hear me, but just in case.
Yeah, just in case.
That's a little frustrating for Cody. But I think he performed well.
What did he say in front of me?
Who's going to be in net?
Look in the mirror.
Who's going to be in net?
Looking in the mirror. Well, we'll see. We'll see. Because I can see them in the mirror.
Where's
right
Brad
now.
Sitting? Where's Matt sitting?
It's like Chet smells and he goes to the locker room and he's shining his cleats. And he's getting his cleats done, sharpened up. What did he say about me? I'll show him. Get
him. All right.
Yeah, that.
Mm-hmm. That.
Yes. Hardy has headlines. We're right back in 90 seconds. Don't go anywhere. Please.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
Now. Sports Talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
The sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Zone mashups. We can do an entire album of Zone mashups where he sings.
Did you guys get that other one together yet?
617-779-098.
Anyway,
the football team, Zoe.
Yeah.
All right, let me ask you a general question. Are the Patriots better or worse than they were in the Super Bowl?
Oh, they're worse.
How much worse?
18%.
Scale of 1 to 10. No. What
I mean, it's a great question. It really is, because you take Gronkowski out of it. Like, they don't win that game without Gronkowski. He makes the two biggest catches on that final drive to set up the Michelle touchdown. You weren't moving the ball at all. You were stoned. It was stalemate. Mm-hmm. Offensive stalemate. And so you remove him. You have nobody to replace him. You don't even have Dwayne Allen to replace him. Your left tackle's gone. See, but I have confidence in Isaiah. Everybody's like, oh, you got the little one-footed left kid. It's going to play left side. He's never played in the NFL game. Well, David Andrews never played in the NFL game before he got here, too. And he was a center from Georgia, played in really, really big games down here in the SEC. And I think the Wynn kid's of that same ilk. And he's a little nastier than Andrews. And Andrews is a nasty kid. But Wynn's bigger. I think Scar can coach up Wynn or whoever the hell is going to be on the left side. Maybe they flip Cannon. I don't know. But I'm confident Scar will coach whoever that is. So I don't look at it as a wash, but it's almost a wash. You take Trey Flowers out of it. You got Michael Bennett and Pennell in there now. And now it's Juwan Bentley's ready to go, right?
My thought is this. Okay, they got to make up for Gronk. They got to add in the passing game, right? They've got to be able to do that.
See Josh Gordon video from 2 days ago?
Yeah, but I'm great. They need him. I know that.
What is he
going to
be, though?
Still.
I know. But it keeps going back to him as they're high-end talented guy. For what it is. They have his rights. They have him. League going to let him play. You don't know that. Is the league going to let that guy play?
I don't care at this point. They still need to go do something else.
If you don't, and if you can't, if you don't have a second party that wants to do the dance and make a deal with you, what are you going to do?
Winging a prayer at that point.
Yeah.
So that's what I look at. Like, when you're asking me, hey,
they're worse.
Think the Pats are better or worse?
Right,
well, they're worse, but they've got to make up for the loss of Gronkowski in the passing game. They've got to do something there.
I think they could cover up the defense. I do. Like,
and then, you know what? You know what didn't make me feel good?
What?
Reading Tommy Curran. Now I'm concerned.
Why? Because Brady and Belichick cover everything
Well, I don't
up?
Know. I don't know. He just said this is what the headline was. Patriots are greatly diminished from the team that beat the Rams in the Super Bowl.
Okay. You know what they're starting to do? It's almost like it's come full circle for them. And I know
who?
The team.
Oh, okay.
It's almost like they're starting to construct the team the way it was constructed in the early days. Now, I know those defenses were great during the early days with the big runs in 01, 03, 04. Those are good defenses. Yeah, from Patriot Hall of Famers. Some Hall of Famers have played on it, right? Obviously, with Ty going in this year.
Their strength is their defense again, and that those teams in the early days ran the football and threw it when they had to. You know what I'm saying? Offensively, those teams weren't great. No, Antoine Smith, I know Deion Branch, good player. But was he looked at as an elite receiver? David Givens, good player. Those guys weren't looked at as elite guys.
Here's what he wrote. The Patriots are running a major trade deficit so far in the 2019 offseason. The list of exports a mile long. Coaches, Brian Flores, Josh Boyer, Brendan Daly, Chad O'Shea, Jerry Shiplinski. And he says, what the hell, might as well, Greg Schiano. He then writes, players like Trey Flowers, Trent Brown, Chris Hogan, Rob Gronkowski, Cordarrelle Patterson, Dwayne Allen, Malcolm Brown, LaAdrian Waddle, and Adrian Claiborne. The imports? Few. Excepting defensive end Michael Bennett and linebackers coach Gerard Mayo. Along with names that are generally unrecognizable, like Terrence Brooks, Bruce Ellington, Cedric Lang, Matt Lacoste, Maurice Harris, Mike Pennell. Free agency's first wave came and went. The second wave came and went. The Patriots just sat under their umbrella, reading John Grisham, listening to the seagulls. Can we get some waves? Some ocean sound effects?
Clever boy. This is short.
Oh, Jim missed the clever boy. Jim doesn't even know about clever boy.
I told Jim about clever boy.
He says, there are no games today or this Sunday. There are actually 159 sleeps, like a nice nap on the beach. So, before they get started. Oh, too loud. That's not pleasant. Very loud. He says, and there's a draft with an assortment of players a couple of years removed from their senior prom who will be hailed as possible solutions to the voids left by a Hall of Fame player like Gronkowski. This at NBC Sports Boston. Tommy Curran. Read this in top. Wow, that is a long list. They've got a lot to sort of replace, not just player-wise, coaching-wise, I know. I'm not as worried about that. But just the changeovers, though. Even if it's not about just talent, just the changing of the roster. A lot of guys that were in the system and
yeah, but I mean,
now we're not.
I feel worse about my statement now after I didn't even acknowledge the coaching departures. It's like Brian Flores, you had him there. Chad O'Shea kept stuff together and helped that offense, you know. Shiplinski really helped McDaniels out. Now, McDaniels is a play caller more so than just a quarterback handler. Like, he's got to worry about all facets of that offense. And Shiplinski did some of the detailed stuff with Brady. Brendan Daly, that's an energy guy up front. There's a lot of guys kept that defense up and going and yelling and screaming on that sideline and kept them together. Now it's up to that defense and some of those veterans to continue it, though. Just because those guys aren't gone doesn't mean you can't play the way you played. You know, you earned that championship. You won that championship. In a weird way, you know, if you guys are as good as you think you are, you guys should go out and win regardless of who these coaches are, which will make those defensive players even better. They'll be viewed even better.
But it's easier to overcome a lack of talent with great coaching. And the coaching staff did take a major hit.
I'm more concerned about the state of the coaching staff than I am the team. That makes any sense to you. Because to Kern's point, too, like Belichick and Brady do cover up a lot of things. But really, it's like, okay, you lost Gronk.
That's a pretty big loss. I know that at times last year, Rob Gronkowski was not providing a lot to the offense.
But you still have to worry about him. You worry about Matt Lacoste? No, I don't worry about Matt Lacoste. I don't. Like, you got to figure out Gronkowski, but other than that, you got to pretty much rest the team back. Except for an outside guy. Like, Hogan, too. You could bring back Hogan on a decent deal. I'm not saying Hogan is a one or two, but Hogan is a three or four. It's pretty good. You got Dorsett. You got your backs all back. You got your boy Brandon Bolden. Forgot to add him in there. Man, Bolden's back. Who's a kicker? I'm still going to sign your kicker. What's that hang up about, you know?
Money.
Yeah. I mean, he's still around here. So I think he expects to be back. I think they expect him to be back.
617-779-0985. I'm sort of inclined to do the typical, yeah, they'll figure it out. They'll figure it out. But at least acknowledge this. They've got some figuring out that needs to get done with 158 days to go.
I know. And like Belichick said, I don't think there's a game next week. You know,
there isn't.
I know that's nice to say that, but it is also, it's legit worrisome. It is.
Is there a chance they just changed the offense around, though? Like they did in 2010 with the tight ends, and they didn't last year with the running game a little bit. Like, they morph it into something that we're not even thinking about?
Yeah, but they still don't have a lot of pieces because they don't have the tight ends, and they really don't have the receivers outside of Edelman.
But I do think age of the quarterback and the way you're able to run the ball now and something that you found there midseason and on seems like it could be like the early offensive-type styles, quick passes, get them out of the hand.
There's not enough enough there, and you probably shouldn't.
Ball control.
You shouldn't want to rely on Julian Edelman to that degree. You just shouldn't. He's going to be 33 years old when the season starts. You want to pin everything in your offense on a 33-year-old receiver?
You're still outside of that range, though, where you've gotten Brandon Cooks. You've gotten Cordero Patterson. You've gotten guys that have contributed like this late into the offseason the last couple of years. I know Patterson wasn't great, but I think if you get one receiver via trade and you draft one of these top tight ends, you're thinking a lot differently about this team.
Oh, I totally agree with that, and that's a big part of this. I think they're going to, if they approach the tight end through the draft, that still leaves them with needing to make a trade for a receiver, which to me is priority number one. Should be number one.
Yeah, that's your number one need right now. Absolutely.
That should be the focus. And I think as long as they do that, as long as they go out and get another, again, good player at the position, they'll feel a lot better.
Did you see this other guy they picked up, this tackle that was on injured reserve somewhere? I forget where the hell he was, but he's like 6'8", 300-some pounds again. Like, here we go.
Oh, yeah, I did see that. What was
the hell's that kid's name?
There's not many of those guys walking the earth, but they've seemed to find one.
That's
every
what I'm
off-season.
Saying. Like we said, I said the same thing about Trent Brown. He came like, man, that guy looks doughy.
It's Cedric Lang.
Tall and doughy.
It's the guy we just mentioned. That's
Lang.
Him.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
6'7", 300.
Right. Coach him up, Scar. Let's go.
26 years old. Went to UTEP. Was with the Giants.
How's his ass? Keep his ass low?
He never played a game there. Went to the Broncos. Didn't play there. Yeah. It's a guy off the trash heap that all of a sudden they'll turn into a pro bowler.
Yeah.
Is what they'll do with him.
Yeah. He'll be leaving this time next year for $36 million.
Good.
Yeah.
I mean,
2 year deal.
Look at what Scar can do. Yeah. I also got another football email, not from O'Shea. Another emailer, though, on a question about one of the receivers. We'll get to that coming up next.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
Now, sports talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand,
the sports show radio host
on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Zone mashups. We could do an entire album of Zone mashups. Where he sings.
Did you guys get that other one together yet?
617-779-0985. Anyway, the football teams, though.
Yeah.
All right, let me ask you a general question. Are the Patriots better or worse than they were in the Super Bowl?
Oh, they're worse.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.